Wow, hi, we are back. And of course, we are back with the Butlers. We are here Woo! With C and Jordan. Yeah. I'm repped a new one, the fact that the Butlers are in the studio.
It feels great. So we do a lot of phone interviews. It's so nice when they're actually here.
I know, in person, it hits different.
Definitely.
Firstly, thank you for being here.
Oh, no worries. Very cool. Man. Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure.
Yes, this comes after how on the 8th of August, as we promoted in the gig guide earlier, you've got your Isaac Theatre Royal performance, which go off.
Yeah.
Let's just say go off. Like, I love seeing New Zealand music thrive, especially after lockdown. So kudos to you guys.
No, cheers. Thanks very much. And thanks to the Isaac Theatre as well for having us, because that's a huge thing for us, and we're pretty lucky, pretty humbled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I hear you've got a single coming out either on that day or the day before the ITR.
One of the two.
You weren't supposed to. No, we do have a single coming out that we've just recorded with Ryan Fisherman.
Nice.
A local Christchurch guy.
So, awesome.
A bit of a plug for him because he's a legend.
Caught in the sitting room, shot Ben Woods.
Yeah, in the sitting room, Ben Woods and Littleton, which is.
Nice oh, heck yeah. That's
if anyone's
awesome.
Out there thinking of recording, two good people.
I know where to go. And so obviously we're kind of coming out, we're coming back to normality in the New Zealand kind of world and music. What was kind of having to lock down for you guys like? Obviously, you know. New artists, you're touring, you're trying to get stuff out there, and then suddenly it's like, no one can leave the house for 4 weeks, you know? What was that like for you guys and the band?
I think, well, for us, it was the US tour. That was the...
Yeah.
We were supposed to be there in May doing the, like, was it 15? 15 shows, so yeah. On my birthday, I was stuck at home, and I could have been in Cali smoking up some weed. I was supposed to be in Cali, and I think my dad was going to come over to Cali and meet us there, so it was going to be epic.
I'm so good, I can smash a hot dog in Reno.
Reno is this wee town just out of Vegas, and it's like a small version of Vegas in its own right. I think so. We were playing there, and we got told how funny Reno was, so we just looked a bit more into Reno and found that the day we were there, they had a hot dog eating competition. So Walt, without telling him, paid like $40 or something of his own money to enter Stingy into the competition. So like,
that's so
I guess
good.
All through lockdown, that's just what we were thinking, that we're not there, you know.
Oh man, that sucks. I mean,
but also everyone got real into making music again
for sure.
And stuff,
I guess it's kind of the yin and yang. You can't go to America, but then it's like now you're like, well, you wouldn't want to.
I feel like we just kind of sorted our shit a bit too.
Yeah,
it's probably just we're like going pretty hard for a long time, so it's kind of nice to like actually sit back and sort some shit.
Have like a 4 week breather. Get back into it. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like everyone's like, oh, I wish I had free time, but then they get a month of free time.
Nice example. You said you did stuff. That's great. I feel like a lot of people were just like, oh, 4 weeks to piss around and get high all day, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's survival. If you want to spend your days that way, that's sick too, I reckon.
Yeah.
if you're content with that, then that makes me feel better because that's what I was doing.
So it's nice.
Each piece is, you know, lots of people working long hours and shit. It's like, you just want to, like, lax out. He's got no responsibilities, and hell yeah.
For sure, So, how do you guys kind of see, obviously New Zealand's, we're very lucky, we're kind of coming out of that now. Do you guys see, like, that as, like, a resurgence for music? People are hyped to get back out there? Or is it kind of more business as usual, I guess?
I feel like LAB swooped that up and took advantage of that, eh? selling out a few stadiums. But, I think there's definitely excitement. Auckland and Wellington have sold like really well and quite fast, so that's like really good. Christchurch is going good, so you know, like everywhere's sort of going good.
It's good to see all the postponed gigs like just actually getting postponed, like up with another date, you know. It's not just postponed and then forever postponed, canceled, and then just, you know, kind of
we
canceled,
postponed,
you know?
And then cancelled.
Yeah.
It's like, good on everyone who didn't. That's a dig, that's a dig at us.
It's so easy to be like, oh, you're postponed, and then it never happens. It's just
you know, like they just slap it on there just so people like stay interested and like
I kind of feel sorry for the bars
who just actually sitting out doing gigs.
That's like, you know, how long was it, like 8 weeks?
Yeah.
8 weeks of gigs that like I wonder how many emails those bars were getting, being like, when can you fit us in now? It's like, oh, shit.
So they just got overwhelmed with
opportunities. But then again, I mean, like, we booked this tour that was starting tomorrow, and it was like a bit of a breeze, eh?
Nice. All that's
sort of
very
like
cool.
One email and it was sort of done. So maybe they maybe people weren't that keen to get back on the road and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. So what's the tour like? What's all your destination and spots?
We start in Auckland tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sort of the main centre.
Cool.
Auckland tomorrow, do Wellington and NBL on Saturday, which are both sold out. Or
so
Wellington's a few off. Yeah, and then and then we play Isaac Theatre.
Yeah.
And then we do The Mount.
Oh yeah, something like that, and then like Otipoti.
You'd think we would know, but
honestly,
we get the itinerary but one week at a time. So I know is that this weekend I'm in Wellington and Auckland.
Like, I'll be there, and then you'll tell me what to do when I'm there.
There's an hour by hour schedule that we get from our manager.
Oh, that's great.
There's some music in there somewhere, but
you're like, I'll get there at some point. They'll tell me to pick up my instrument, and then I'll figure the rest out. Sick. So obviously, you know, it's 2020. I feel like there's kind of a lot of New Zealand bands, and at the same time you don't hear as much about them as you'd like to, I guess. So like, what do you guys see? Thank you. What do you guys see as like the New Zealand music scene at the moment? Like, what do you think's coming out that's really cool, and what do you think needs like, you know, certain centers? Yeah, you can tell us what sucks.
Yeah, tell us.
You don't have to, it's fine.
Oh, and in my opinion, I think like the alternative music scene is so big.
Yeah,
it's like really thriving, like full of like great music.
Yeah.
But then again, like I also really like Benny and stuff like that. Like the pop scene is also but alternative pop, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's cool as well.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Then I don't know. I'd like to see like a bit of a shift in like taking on a bit more alternative music.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't force that on people.
Yeah.
Or like what they like. But I think the radio has like a huge part to play in that. And
definitely. Yeah.
And like, you just look at like people like L.A.B. and they've got that radio play now, and it's just like,
yeah.
Because like people just listen and that's what they like.
Yeah. You hear like one song and you're like, oh, that's cool. And then it's like everyone's got a phone, so you immediately look them up, and then you end up becoming a fan. Yeah.
Find a band that you've never listened to and just like listen to a piece of their work. Mm-hmm. That would be my advice.
All right.
And I mean, we can do that right now. Because the next song indeed is going to be The Butlers, I assume.
Yes, it sure is. This is The Butlers, Leopard of Sweet Dreams.
Yes, Leopard of Sweet Dreams.
Look, it was there. I know, I've heard this one heaps. It's the clip that's on the ad for the ITR.
Oh,
so like, I always hear this file.
Oh, thank you, Jordan, for coming to the studio today. It's been wicked.
Oh, that's okay.
Indeed, get to all of the anything. If you see, The Butlers are performing, then you should attend.
Yeah, legally obligated, I've decided.